Welcome to BridgeCast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topic.
Hey, welcome to today's BridgeCast. I'm sitting in my office attempting a week number two in a row of the relaunch of the BridgeCast. And so I've kind of fine-tuning a little bit here and making a few more adjustments as far as the format goes and how the actual podcast will work. We'll see how it will continue to unfold and develop. But I want to go ahead and introduce today. We'll have two sponsors of today's program. And the sponsor of the first half of the program is the hymn entitled, I Need Thee Every Hour. And the sponsor for the second half of the program is the word propitiation. So there's the word for the day, propitiation. Your duty is to go out and write your own definition for the word propitiation. Now, not just any word, not just any definition. It needs to be, how I should probably word that is, put into your own words the definition of the word propitiation. And then use it in a sentence the way that you were classically trained to do so as a child in grammar school. We'll address that in the second half of the program. But now back to the first half of the program, and our sponsor is I Need Thee Every Hour, the hymn. And I'll put a link to the hymn at the blog post that accompanies this podcast so you can read some more background information about this particular hymn. But let me read the hymn to you. It in this particular version of the Baptist hymnal, it has four verses to it, and they're rather short but profound and beneficial and good. The hymn writer says, I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee every hour, most holy one. O make thine indeed, thou blessed son. And the chorus, I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. And those are good words, and I wanted to take a moment and meditate upon that with you for just a moment and consider the intentionality of the hymn writer to put the plea out there of how desperately we are in need of Christ and how much we need in all of our ways to let His presence be known to us, to let His so that we acknowledge that He is aware and mindful of everything that we're doing, whether in private or in public. This is so critical and so important. A good reminder for the preacher to preach to himself and the necessity of how desperately I'm in need of Jesus Christ. Every hour, oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, Lord, come and help us. On to the second half of the program, or this may prove to be the second 3/4 of the program. It may not be necessarily in the timeline as an exact halfway point of the podcast, because the second half here brought to you by, in part, by, let me remind you, by the word propitiation. And so go do your diligent work, look up a definition for the word propitiation, write out in your own words, the way that you would define the word propitiation, and then use it in a sentence. Sometime today, sometime this week, work the word propitiation into a common everyday conversation. Let me know how it goes for you, all right? I'm going to sit down with Renee this week, and during some of our mealtimes, we're going to look at the word propitiation. We're going to look at how it's used in Scripture. We're going to look at how it can be used in regular conversations throughout the day, and we'll see what happens as a result of it. But look for a way to naturally work it into a conversation throughout the day, all right? So the second half of the program, brought to you in part by propitiation, is an examination of an old poem. I'm not necessarily a poet, but for some reason, I guess just now dawned on me that today's show appears to be all devoted to poetry. The first half, or the first portion there to the hymn, I Need Thee every hour. And now I'm going to look at a poem written by John Bunyan, one of my favorite Baptist Puritans. This is written in April of 1684, where John Bunyan writes out that there's 16 sections. So this proves my ignorance of poetry. I don't know what you call sections of poetry, but there's 16 stanzas or 16 verses. I don't know, but anyway, regardless of the semantic of what it's actually called, it's broken up into 16 segments. I won't read all 16 of them. I have put a link to the entire poem at the blog post that's accompanied to this podcast, and I would encourage you as a household to print it out and use it as some conversation piece at dinner time or at breakfast time or at lunch time. Maybe read one stanza at breakfast and read another stanza at lunch, or have someone even in the house attempt to memorize a section of it or all of it, and then work it out and kind of just discuss it a little bit. So I won't read the whole thing, but there are some really powerful statements that Bunyan makes about the dangers that lay in front of us, if we're not keeping ourselves on guard, if we're not protecting ourselves, and we don't have a caution set up to guard us against falling into sin, that sin will show up and that sin will take up residence much longer than we will have ever anticipated or expected. So I want to just look at a couple of these stanzas and then turn it back over to you and your household, and just go and do a further examination of this on your own, all right? So this is how the poem begins. It says, "Sin will at first, just like a beggar, crave one penny or one half penny to have. And if you grant its first suit, till aspire from pence to pounds, and so will still mount higher to the whole soul. But if it makes its moan, then say, here is not for you, get you gone. For if you give it entrance at the door, it will come in and may go out no more." Now, you know how poetry works. It's imagery. It's metaphorical in its attempt to communicate, to describe. Bunyan's not at all saying deny beggars of their request, but he's using the request of a beggar as an analogy, as a story for us, that here's how it works. If you know anything about giving money to a beggar on the street, they'll be grateful for it, but listen, they'll be back for more, and they'll be back for more, and they'll be back for more until finally they've taken up residency. And that's how Bunyan is saying we must treat sin. Let me read that last segment of that first stanza. It says this, "For if you give it," and it is sin, "if you give it entrance at the door, it will come in and may go out no more." I don't think I gave you the title to Bunyan's poem here. It's this. It's a caution to stir up, to watch against sin. So it's a caution to watch against sin. It's to watch against sin. He's wanting to stir us up, that we would be moved to a position of being on guard and watchful against sin. So that's why in that first stanza he can say with strength and with strongness, he says, "For if you give it," meaning sin, "if you give it entrance at the door, it will come in and may go out no more." The second stanza he says this, "Sin rather than 'twill out of action be, will pray to stay, though but a while with thee, one night, one hour, one moment will it cry, entrance me in thy bosom, else I die. Time to repent, saith it, I will allow, and help, if to repent thou knowest not how." And then he closes the second stanza with again another powerful warning. "But if you give it entrance at the door, it will come in and may go out no more." I think it'd be beneficial for us to spend some time meditating. I know it will be for me. I know we can grow so confident that we are not even aware that sin has crouched at the door, that we're not even aware that sin has wiggled its way into our lives. And we must be warned again, the caution that lies before us. certainty that if we do not give it respect for who it is, it will come in and then begin to demand from its slave master, or from its slaves. The slave master will begin to demand of him to give him more and more. Let me look at the fifth stanza here. It says, rather than fail, sin will itself divide. Bid thee do this and lay the rest aside. Take little ones, 'twill say, throw great ones by. As if for little sins men should not die. Yea, sin with sin a quarrel will maintain, on purpose that thou by it mightst be slain. Beware the cheat then, keep it out the door. It would come in and would go out no more. Well, that's really powerful. I think it'd be really important, especially when you have the family gathered together, that you're speaking about the power and the danger of sin, that everyone in the household would be aware, would be mindful of this. We must be aware that sin is a cheat and he's looking for a way to wiggle his way in. And we're being warned by Scripture. We're being warned by the Holy Spirit to keep it out the door. Don't dare let it in. Don't dare let it in. The ninth stanza says this, sin harden can the heart against its God, make it abuse his grace, despise his rod. 'Twill make one run upon the very pikes, judgments foreseen bring such to no dislikes of sinful hazards. No, they venture shall, for one base lust, their soul and heaven and all. Take heed then, hold it, crush it at the door. It comes to rob thee and make thee poor. Oh, don't you hear these strong warnings from Bunyan? I would heed this and be mindful of this every time it comes knocking on the door. Let me look at the 12th stanza. We look at it. Listen to this. It says, sin will accuse. Sin will accuse. Will stare thee in the face. Will for its witness quote time and place where thou commit'st it, and so appeal to conscience, who thy facts will not conceal. But on thee as a judge such sentence pass, as will to thy sweet bids prove bitter sauce. Wherefore beware, against it shut thy door, repent what's past, believe and sin no more. Do you hear the power from Bunyan? It's really strong, isn't it? He concludes with this. Now let the God that is above, that hath for sinners so much love, these lines so help thee to improve, that towards him thy heart may move. Keep thee from enemies external. Keep thee to fight with those internal. Deliver thee from them infernal and bring them safe to life eternal. Amen and amen. That poem is brought to you by the word propitiation. So go out and get you a good dictionary and look it up and see what it has to say. Then write it out in your own words. And then find a way someday this week to use the word propitiation in a sentence. Hey, that's all I have for you for today with today's BridgeCast. Thanks for dropping by. It's my hope that you'll take a full, devoted look at Bunyan's poem. There's 16 stanzas in total, and it's entitled A Caution to Watch Against Sin, or A Caution to Stir Up Sin Against Sin. So I commit it to you and encourage you to give a good look at, and let it be helpful in your meditation about your devotion unto the Lord. All right, hey, listen, thanks for dropping by and listening to today's podcast. It's my hope that it's beneficial to you. It's my hope that the Lord will walk with you and journey with you in all of your ways. Oh, and listen, as you consider his kindness, will you not as well bless him for his kindness and his mercy, for his bringing us into right relationships with him, not leaving us where we once were, but bringing us in the light of the necessity of the death of Christ on the cross, and that in that place, taking the full and appeasing the full wrath of God, and giving us the favor of the one whom we've offended. Oh, may the Lord be blessed. May His name be blessed to the nations. Thanks for dropping by today for today's podcast. If you want to take time, we have some back episodes of the Bridgecast. I believe there's 12 or 13 that I recorded over a year ago, and I just have restarted the podcast. But you're welcome to take a look around and see what other episodes and the topics that are there. Come on by anytime, and I'm happy to spend a few moments with you. So thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.